I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents their Ballot Box Blizzard 2009. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8. There's a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, and then additional performances on the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Our guests are one of the producers, Holly Holbrook, and one of the directors and playwrights, April Smallwood. Holly, you share the producer's chores for this year's Blizzard. Who's your partner in production?
My wonderful partner this year is Erin Sullivan. She has been working very, very hard, and so I wouldn't be able to do it without her.
Holly, I know you have a full-time job working with the School of Continuing Studies, and this is your other full-time job. Tell us a little bit about this year's show. How does it fit in with the arts scene in Bloomington?
This year's Blizzard is part of the Bloomington Area Arts Council's 2009 Arts Week, and there's a theme, the Arts Week this year, politics and the arts. So this year, when we put out a call for the plays, we let everyone know that there was this theme.
Now, these are very short plays. How many of them are there?
There are 30.
30 in one evening?
Yes, 30 in one evening. But the good news is that each of the plays is 3 minutes or less. So the total length of the show should run under 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We have 2 10-minute intermissions.
Now, it's called Ballot Box. How does that work?
Well, each night the audience members get to vote on their 4 favorite plays. The fun thing about it is, though, that we have these ballot boxes that you can stuff, because this is an annual fundraiser that the Bloomington Playwrights Project puts on. And part of the way that we raise money is it's $1 a vote. So each audience member gets 1 free vote for their 4 favorite plays and I think their favorite team. And then if you have a play that you particularly like, or that your friend is in, or your friend wrote, or your friend directed, and you really want that play to win, then you can pay $1 for any extra votes for that play.
We're talking with Holly Holbrook, one of the producers for Ballot Box Blizzard, telling us about the Chicago aspects of this particular production. Our other guest is April Smallwood, who's a director and a playwright for this year's Ballot Box Blizzard. She's also a student in the theater department and the English department at Indiana University. April, tell us a little bit first about your play.
Well, I have 2 plays that are in it. One of them is one of the top 4 that was selected of last year's, and it's called Click on It. And then my new one this year is called Do It Right. And it's commentary on how people try to bring the Bible and its laws into the laws of the U.S. government, and how sometimes it's like a pick and choose, whatever convenient for you at the moment, what laws you'll pick from the Bible.
Uh-huh. Now, these are the 2 that you've written. Are you directing those 2?
I am not directing those. Jack Johnson is directing those, and I am directing 10 of the plays.
10 of the plays?
Yes.
So you're directing a third of the evening?
Yes.
Wow. How many actors are in this year's Ballot Box Blizzard?
Oh, I would say maybe around about 18.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty large cast.
Tell us a little bit about how this works. I mean, I know that you've been on the main stage at IU in some productions, and here you're working on this. Is it that you just can't get enough theater?
Oh, I love theater. I mean, I've loved theater ever since I was a little girl. I mean, it makes me go. I wouldn't know what I'd do without it.
We've been talking with April Smallwood, director and playwright, and one of the producers, Holly Holbrook, for the 2009 Ballot Box Blizzard. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8. Sunday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee, and then there are additional performances the next weekend, 26, 27, and 28. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.